This seems to be a yearly event. I am once again at the NEC for the Focus on Imaging exhibition. Possibly the best camera and photography related exhibition in the world. Well, it is to me, because it's the only one I ever seem to go to. I keep forgetting, though. Take the train. I don't forget how popular this place is, because it's always packed, but I do forget that if there's something else going on at the NEC, it takes you a good hour and a half just to get in the car park, so please take the train, Birmingham International, and then it's a brisk walk into the NEC itself. I'm interested on this particular visit to find out what kind of social sharing cameras are thinking of doing, because there is going to be a crossover whether they like it or not, and whether if that crossover happens as it is now in mobile devices, this amazing camera technology with a device that can share those images immediately, it's pretty important that the photographic institutions like Nikon, Canon, now Fuji, it's pretty important they pull their finger out. And I've heard Samsung, for one, are looking at incorporating Wi-Fi, but for me it needs to be more than that. You forget how much more kind of quality, how much more sensitivity in low light, how much faster a great picture can be captured on a device that's dedicated to taking good photography. But there's no reason why a little bit extra can't be put in to make that image then shareable with your smartphone. And after just a very brief discussion on the first stand, I tend to make a beeline for that, being the Fuji stand, primarily because of their exceptionally exciting tech around the X series. I've had the X100, I currently have the X10, and the X1 Pro is, having just had a fondle, once again a beautiful bit of kit, but this means that I can recycle and reuse as well all of the old Leica lenses, the incredible glass that I've got sitting in a bag doing nothing. Speaking to Fuji for a brief moment just now, they're telling me that they're experimenting with a wireless connectivity between a couple of their compact cameras and a smartphone, a mobile device. So let's see exactly how that pans out. They'd say they've probably put it on the wrong camera to start with. They put it on a kind of a, in their words, bit of a girly, simple compact. But I think what they mean is it's kind of a way of testing the market and seeing if maybe a few of the bloggers out there that want to send their stuff primarily to Facebook, this, that and the other. But the sending to the phone, to me, is quite important, because my phone has become, or my iPad has become, a bit of an editing suite in my hands. So that would suit me down to the ground. I could be taking high resolution images, and then when I want a particular image at super quality to go to a blog or a platform or a client in the field, a couple of pushes of the button and it's on my phone, ready for that. Why not? At the moment, I'm working primarily with my phone. So, you know, my opinion could totally change if Leica, for example, say, okay, let's start building camera modules for the iPhone, which would be one of the most incredible game changers in my mobile media making brief life. So I'm going to see what Nikon have to say. I'm going to then ask Canon and try and find Samsung. Haven't seen them yet. I'm sure they're around here somewhere, and see exactly what's in store, what they got planned for sharing of high resolution images from cameras, not phones, cameras. I'm already lost though. This place is vast.